Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Listen, you may not know this, but God is into your success. He's into you being fruitful and you doing great things in this brief moment we call life. You know, the Bible says it's nothing but a vapor. So we like to share these VFN KB success secrets with you to empower you and to help you. And today we're going to be hearing from Spanx CEO Sarah Blakely. VFN KB success secret.
Do you wear Spanx? I don't wear Spanx.
No, it's some sort of clothing that women wear, and this woman Sarah.
So this is the person about Spanx. She's the CEO.
She's the founder. CEO and founder
of Spanx.
Yes. Yes.
Which has actually been a dream for a lot of ladies.
I guess. Well, she's created it. She's the founder. And she offers some amazing advice about how to redefine failure. Because listen, if you haven't failed at anything, it's probably because you haven't tried at anything. Failure is part of the process, and you have to learn how to fail. But when you fail, you got to fail forward, not backwards. And she's going to share with us a few secrets about this. Take a look.
Growing up, my father used to ask my brother and me what we had failed at the dinner table, which was so interesting, and he'd celebrate it, and he'd actually be disappointed if I didn't have something that I failed at that week. So I can remember saying, Dad, I tried out for this, and I was horrible, and he would actually high-five me and say, congratulations, way to go. And what it did was just reframe my definition of failure. Failure for me became not trying versus the outcome. So many people don't take risks for fear of failure. They don't start the business. They don't go create the art they want to create, or they don't go try out to be in the play or whatever it is for the fear of failure. And once you redefine that for yourself and realize the failure is just not trying, then life opens up to you in many ways. And I would also, my dad would encourage me anytime something didn't go the way I expected it to, or maybe I got embarrassed by a situation, to write down where the hidden gifts were and what I got out of it. And I started realizing in everything there was some amazing nugget that I wouldn't have wanted to pass up. At Spanx, to encourage people to fail, I'm bringing up my failures in front of the team often. So I will stand up and I call them the oops of Spanx. Some of them are the oops throughout the history of Spanx. Some of them can be recent oops that I did, but I'm always openly talking about it. If you're going to have a oops, part of the beauty of it is twofold. If there's a failure quote or an oops in your life, if you learn from it and if you can laugh about it, then it's all worth it.
I think we all got some oops.
Oops
in our life. I think it's interesting too, because when you try and fail, the people who fail to try tell you all about your failure.
Always.
And it's important to understand the people who fail to try and identify them, because they'll be the first ones used to tell you why you failed, why it didn't fit, why it didn't work. And they're like telling you should have done this and you should have done that. And it's like, wait a minute, you're not doing nothing. Don't put your should
on
me.
That's right. We have this we have this big shaming culture going on where people are so quick to point out people's mistakes.
Right.
And they're terrified of looking bad, being embarrassed, not being considered a quote-unquote a success. And he goes, you understand, being a failure is not doing anything at all. You know, if you never take a shot, you're going to miss every single time. You've got to be able to try and try again and try harder.
You have to help people out sometimes. So this is not America's Got Talent and you ain't the judge.
Exactly.
Because people are so used to judging, you know. Yeah. They have so many people calling in going, guilty, good, bad, whatever. It's like, but you're not doing nothing, you know.
Or they come to the day, need a job, and they come work at your company, and they go, I'm a people person. I need work. I'm going to be here 40 hours a week.
Right.
And by the third week, they're telling you everything wrong with the business, what they would do. And it's like, you just got here. We're working at this here.
What's important, too, is just to relax. We're all human.
Yeah.
We all can learn. The biggest thing, I think, what your boss would want from you is to learn.
Absolutely.
I'm here. How do I learn? Learn the vision. Learn the direction. Ask questions.
Yeah.
You know, be the first one there, the last one to leave, and show humble ambition that you want to do and go further, but you're contented where you are, and you want to be a good job, do a good job where you're at. And one is that if you made a mistake, if you're the first one in the meeting to go, you know, I blew it. I just made a mistake.
Own it. And you got to redefine what failure is. Instead of this awful thing, if you do exactly what you said, own it, but also learn from it. If it's a learning experience, not just for you, but for others around you, it could only make the business, the team, the ministry, the group that much stronger.
Yeah, I want to say this. Listen, comment below. I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this, on failure and trying and pressing through? And also, what is your thoughts on Venezuela that we talked about earlier in the program and, you know, in your prayer for them? You can post your prayer below. They might not be able to comment on it, but they'll read your prayer and it'll bless them. Also, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.